It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Retro Talk. And I'm with my co-host.
The official co-host now? Is that what we're going to say?
I'm Rose, the host, and we're going to make Michael the co-host.
Oh, no. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I don't know if I'm a good co-host or not. I am the Bro Show here. This is Michael, and I'm sitting here with Miss Rose. And it is another episode, as she said, of Retro Talk.
And we're going to be talking about mall memories today.
Oh, man. The mall was... The mall was the place where you could go in the 80s and 90s where your mom or dad or whoever was watching would say, here's 20 bucks, drop you off and leave you there. That was it. That was your day.
I don't know if I really had my parents really give me too much money like that. I do know that they gave me clothes money for school, mm-hmm. and I would spend it on other things instead.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd go to like the Goodwill store and say, oh, I like this shirt. I'll spend that on that, and then the rest of it goes to the mall.
For me, the mall, I remember like as a little kid, it was fun to go to because you would go with your mom and your dad, or well, usually your mom. Dads did not shop back in the day for the most part. And I remember going in with her shopping for her clothes or my clothes for school or whatnot. And it would be go running and hiding. When you're like under 10 years old, you might go
running. You were hiding from your mother?
Hiding in like the clothes racks in the same store.
Oh.
You know, like peeking out like, I'm over here. Wee! I'm over here. Wee! I'm over here. You know, and yeah.
He was a naughty boy. I didn't do that.
I was a little bad, but it was fun. Like, I liked going shopping for things.
I'll tell you what some of my most favorite memories are. And my dad came with us. It usually was a weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents would take us to the mall. I remember seeing the Atari systems in the Sears because my parents always went to the Sears first. That's where we usually parked at. And I remember the Atari systems being set up where you could play. And then Nintendo's later on, but I remember playing the video games, wanting to play the video games.
Oh, wow. Do you remember Radio Shack?
I remember Radio Shack at the mall.
When you would go to Radio Shack and they would have... In, what was it, 86, 87, the first way to sign on to go on the online, they called it. It wasn't the internet. It was just online to go to different user nets and places that you could communicate with people through bulletin boards and things like that.
This guy's a geek.
Little bit. It was called CompuServe at the time. It was crazy. And you could go on into the store and log in on your own and do your own thing there while you were at the store. I never created my own thing, but you could do that. But they would sell you these $1,000 computers that now basically are your phones.
I never did that. It wasn't really a mall. It was a shopping mall, I guess mm-hmm. you could say, a little plaza. But we went to, we had a plaza up near our house. It was like a 5-minute walk from the house.
Right.
And they had a Radio Shack up there. So I was always going up there and getting a bike to ride with, a radio to ride with my bike, or I'd sit in my room and listen to the radio. So mm-hmm. we had a lot of handheld radios.
I might have built a few electronics back in the day.
This is a geek. You hear this, people?
I was the geek.
He's a geek.
And here's the thing. See, I remember there where I lived in Shreveport, Louisiana as a kid, there were three main malls. There was Mall St. Vincent. There was Shreveport, Southport Shopping Center. And then there was also the Pierre Bossier Mall, which is in the sister city right across the Red River from us. I remember exactly the layout of all three of those malls. At this time, even to this day, I could tell you what stores are on what side if you're walking down the center part of the mall. I even remember there were movie theaters in each mall, too. That's what I remember.
I remember the movie theaters. I'll have to touch base on the strip mall again here at some point. But the major malls near me when I was growing up was called Chapel Hill Mall.
Okay.
And there was Roland Acres. Roland Acres... Actually, in the 1990s, early 2000s, it became a dead mall. Like a lot of them are dead.
Yeah.
This was one of the first dead malls, but this mall was special for me because it actually, you ever see those magazines that have the most deserted places or the most mysterious places? This has been in so many magazines
mm-hmm.
because there's so many videos of Roland Acres Mall. after it was deserted. They had escalators, and they had this big glass ceiling.
Right.
So at some point, the ceiling broke through, and there's videos and footage of it with snow going up and down the escalators.
Oh, wow.
It's a winter wonderland inside of a mall.
I couldn't even imagine.
It's been in many magazines, though, of the most deserted places.
Wow.
And the most famous places when it comes to deserted places. And this was the mall I hung out with. I hung out at this mall. And I actually saw Adam West across from the mall in 1989. They had like a... It was supposed to be Kids R Us, but it was one of the Kids R Us stores.
Right.
But it was right across from the mall. So my sister and I went up there to meet him right after. This was after the Batman movie came out in 89. Right. And he was meeting people and saying hi. And we got there late. It was pouring down the rain. They had a Batmobile outside covered up because, you know, it's pouring down the rain.
Right.
And my sister and I went in there and... We're drenched. He's getting ready to leave. The autograph session is over with. He's got his coat flinged over his shoulder. And we walked up to Adam West's. Not a big crowd, you know, just a few people there. And
right.
We said, can we get our picture with you? We missed the autographs. And he says, sure, hop in here with me.
Wow.
And you've seen that
photo,
right?
Yep.
And it was just casual. You know, there's only a few people around. Come over, get a picture with me. And my mom took it.
Wow.
And it's like, how casual is that? But that's the kind of mall it was. And it became famous for being deserted in the early 2000s.
Yeah, see, being up here, you had all that. When I was, you know, deep south Louisiana, we didn't have, well, not deep south, I guess northwestern Louisiana. Not that much happened down there. But the big things for us were, like, you might get some mall tours to come through or things like that, or big movie premieres and such. But really, it was the place where the cool kids would hang out on, like, a Friday or Saturday night. Or if you were like me and not so cool, you might go into the arcade. And for me, I mentioned this before in a previous episode, where I lived two blocks away from a mall. And it was the Mall St. Vincent. It's still there to this day. And I can remember I could see the back door entrance where I could go into right from my front porch. I could walk to the mall.
You were that close to the mall?
I was that close.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was about a 2.5 block walk and then across the parking lot. So it was still, but I could look and see that door. And it was great. So I'd go in, and 9 times out of 10, the first thing I would do, I'd go into the mall, I'd make a right turn and go right into an Aladdin's arcade where I learned how to play many a video game, including... there was an Aliens game that was like a first person perspective shooter. There was a big riding game that looked like a big red long motorcycle machine, almost space age machine. There was Afterburner that moved up and down. But, and I'll talk about this later, one of my favorite things that I learned how to do was air hockey. And this was all at the mall. Like, I became an air hockey champion in that mall, which was great. You go outside the arcade, you go down a little bit, Sears was to the left, then you look down and you see the main entrance of the main walkway of the mall. On the right was Radio Shack, across from that was GNC.
You probably could actually, speaking this, you say you have know the layout, you probably could draw a picture and have the whole layout of all the stores and everything in your head.
As right? they were from out. 89 to about 93, absolutely. I can tell you where Babbage's was.
I'm going to actually hold you to that. After this is over, I'm going to have you draw a picture of this so I can see where everything was.
This was the mall that I saw my favorite movie of all time in, and the first time in a movie theater, and that's Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the animated film.
Is that your favorite movie of all time?
That's my favorite movie of all time. It beats everything.
I tell you what one of my biggest memories as a mall movie was. A couple of them, actually.
Oh.
There was this dying mall that we used to go to that had like a flea market type thing in it, but it also was that dying mall that used to have a Montgomery Ward there, if you remember Montgomery Ward.
I worked in Montgomery Ward.
So they had a Montgomery Ward there. It was kind of like a dying mall, though, and that's where I went in 1986 to see Transformers the movie for the first time with my sister.
That's awesome.
That was one of my favorites. And when Ninja Turtles came out in 1990, my sister and I waited 3 hours in line, in a long line, just to go see that movie. And that was the first time I saw the arcade game for it, too, because as soon as you got into the lobby, there was an arcade game of Ninja Turtles.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was going to say my second favorite big movie I remember seeing in that same theater was actually Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles the year or so before Beauty and Beast came out in that same theater. And because it was right down the street from me, my mom let me go see like a midnight showing or something on a Thursday or Friday night because it was the first time. Oh, no, it had to be Thursday night before school. I was able to go see it at like the 10 o'clock showing that night.
Was there a long line?
There was nobody hardly there because everybody was in school. But because I could literally walk 10 minutes to the mall, get done with the movie, and walk 10 minutes home in a fairly safe part of town, she was like, see ya, here's some money, go, bye.
See ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
So I was like, cowabunga, I'm out the door. So yeah, that's one of those things where you can't do that necessarily anymore. You don't have movie theaters inside malls so much anymore.
Yeah, and you know what? You're an only kid, right?
I am my mom's only child, yes.
So for me, it was always like I had my tag along sister. So any movie I went to, she was always tagging along. Even as a teenager, when I started going to drive-in, I always had her along.
Well, when I would go to the mall, 9 times out of 10, we had this core group of like 3 or 4 guy friends that I had during middle school and high school that we would all go, and we just, this core group. If I went by myself, 9 times out of 10, I had met one of them at that same mall.
You always had someone you're going to meet up with.
Yeah, and if not, I found my way into KB Toys, and that's a whole other discussion.
That's going to be a whole other discussion.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'd mentioned this before in other shows. However, I love talking about it because when I would go to this mall that was right near my home, right down the street, I was 13, 14, 15 years old, walking into this KB Toys all the time. I'd walk in and be like, I've got my, you know, babysitting money or the money money that my mom would give me or whatnot. I'm like, I can go buy 3 or 4 or 5 G.I. Joe figures at $2, $3 a piece, or go to the 3 for $10 bin at KB Toys all the time. I got to know the manager, the associates, the lead sales associate, all of them very, very well. And one day, literally, I'm buying some G.I. Joes. I'm like 16 years old. The manager looks at me and goes, hey, Mike, you know what? How would you like to go ahead and work next Sunday? What do you mean? Well, you can just come on in, and we're going to get you filled out, and you're going to start working so you can earn some money and get a discount on these toys. You mean I got to spend more time in the mall and make money working in the mall? Yeah. Okay, I'm there. And that's how I ended up working in the mall for, oh gosh, almost 2.5, 3 years in that mall and South Park Mall and later in the mall.
You were close enough to do it, too.
It was not bad. I'm not going to complain.
You know, I do want to point out a couple things that happened at a mall. One of them was, for those that remember The Wizards, the movie. I didn't grow up in this area, but my husband, Tony, did, who's in the basement. He lived in this area, and I know you, no, you didn't actually. You didn't grow up in this area. But for those that lived near King of Prussia in the early 1990s, they had the Nintendo World Championship in the mall.
What?
And Tony actually went to it, played several games. He got a special badge and everything. And I'm sorry I missed it, but I wasn't in the area at the time. But I hear from him, and he still got that badge from the 1990s.
See, you guys up in this area, you know, the bigger malls like King of Prussia Mall and everything, got the cool stuff. That always, like, the bigger, cool things that would always happen. I missed out on that. That's very cool. I got to see this stuff. Tell Tony, you know, we got to keep him locked in the basement. I want to see if I can grab a couple of that swag for myself.
Yeah, grab that swag while he's not looking. That patch actually might be worth something nowadays.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I think it just looks cool, I'm betting.
And I didn't, like I said, I didn't grow up in this area, but Tony worked at an electronics boutique. Am I saying that right?
Electronics boutique, yes.
And he ended up getting all these Nintendo collectibles, like the display signs.
Oh, wow.
He was working there at the time in the early 90s and got this, he has this big Zelda print. It's, you know, it was a display in the store. So while working at this electronics boutique, Tony used to get swag, things that were left over from displays and everything, and he got this Zelda mobile, you know, I'm probably saying that wrong, that would hang from the ceiling, had a separate sword to it and everything.
Oh, wow.
And the thing's worth a lot of money, but we keep it in our bathroom. And it, he's had it since he was a kid. This was like in the 90s.
Oh my gosh. See, that sounds really cool. I can just imagine like any kid looking up at that going, please let me play with the sword.
I'm sure there was people that wanted it at the time, but Tony had the... He was working there, so he got a lot of the swag. I think he had hats. I think there was actually a hat he had, and he sold it on eBay or something like that.
Wow.
And it went for a lot of money, or it was worth a lot of money.
Wow.
He can correct me if I'm wrong later.
But I mean, we'll watch for the signs from the window in the basement.
You know, because it was an electronics store, and Nintendo was big back then, and Sega was. All this stuff was in the store, and, you know, I don't care what they say. They toss this stuff out. Well, if they were tossing it out, Tony was tossing it in his car.
Yeah, you know, you do what you got to do sometimes. I remember KB Toys, I didn't really keep like displays or anything like that. I just got a toy discount. But later in my college career, I ended up working at Suncoast Motion Picture Company. There's a blast from the past. And that was in Pierre Bourgeois, right down the road from my college, actually. So I could drive there in 5 minutes between classes, work, or do whatnot and do things. But from there, I got several displays, including video displays like for the movie Heavy Metal, which was this animated movie, which was very adult. This is not a kid's movie, but got stuff for that. I got things for Independence Day. I got things for some anime shows that I watched. There was one thing I even got, I want to say Back to the Future, or I might be thinking from a fast food restaurant. I can't remember. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. The best part about working in that store and being in a mall, we had all the monitors and we could watch movies all day.
And oh, so you had a lot of, yeah, a lot of entertainment.
We just watched movies all day while watching people come in and out. That reminds me, I have to tell the story while I worked at that store. And this comes from my friends and crazy college hijinks. Nothing bad. I will promise you now, it is not too adult oriented. However, during the time, there was a TV show cartoon that was very popular. It is popular again, called Beavis and Butthead. And at the time, at Suncoast, we sold kitschy things that you might find, like Spencer's and things like
that,
too. Yeah,
little things that you could...
So, I have, to this day still, a little bottle of Beavis and Butthead movie cologne. And it still stinks to this day.
I mean, it stunk at the time when you got it.
It stunk at the time when I got it, but I thought it was cool because I'm, you know, 19, 20, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to put this on and whatnot. I put it on at the store.
And you chased friends, all the customers away.
No. Quite the opposite, actually. But there's a twist. So I'm sitting there. I'm working the register. I'm doing my thing, and I'm watching a mall. People go by, and that's part of the fun of working in a mall and being in a mall and part of my mall memories. People going by, and all of a sudden, this group of like maybe three or four 14, 15-year-old girls come into the store. They walk around a little bit. They come up and like, what's that smell? That smells really good. Is that you? And I went, oh, yeah, you know, that's very kind of you to say thank you. Yeah, it's new cologne. It's this really fun, silly cologne, but it smells really good, I think, so thank you. A few minutes later, couple of older ladies come in. They're like in their 50s or 60s or whatnot. They do a little walking around, and they come up to me and go, young man, you smell very nice. I'm like, well, yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's this cologne. I'm letting them know. And
now, this is very stinky cologne, right?
It's very stinky cologne. It's not what you should wear. But again, you're seeing everything going through the mall and people coming in. And then a couple of girls more my age, you know, college age or whatnot, walk in and do kind of the same thing. And at that point, I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. I walk outside and I'm looking at the mall traffic going down to the left. I look down and like towards where the food court is around the corner. And around the corner, I can see my friends from college that I still talk to this day, laughing and snickering their butts off from behind a column because they come up to me and tell me, oh, you think you smell good? No. We just sent those people into you.
Oh,
they
no.
were telling random people to come into the store to tell me that I smelled good. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
You sons of guns, no, that's not nice. And then I started laughing my butt off because it was hilarious at the same time. And that's one of those things where I just, when I think of a mall, I think of an event like that. I think of things like that. I also remember being there on Thanksgiving Day itself, the day before Black Friday, when we had to put out the tapes for Independence Day. Whew.
Let me tell you something about holidays, though.
Uh-oh.
At Chapel Hill in Akron, Ohio, where I used to go with my parents when I was a kid, they had this giant snowman. Well, they had Santa Claus, but this, it had this giant statue snowman that you would walk up to. He had light up eyes and everything.
Right.
And you went up to this speaker box and you would talk to the snowman instead of Santa Claus. Right? This is like in the late 70s, early 80s. And I would walk up and talk to him all the time. And found out years later, this is after I became friends with this voice actor, Greg Berg, who was from Muppet Babies.
Right.
He was in Muppet Babies and a few other animations. He was actually the snowman's voice. That was his first job. He worked at that mall. He grew up in Akron, Ohio, like I did. And he used to be the voice of the snowman back then.
Oh, my gosh.
And he says, Rosemary, I probably talked to you several times as a little girl, and you didn't even know it.
Wow.
And that was cool. That was cool because he went on to go to California and become a voiceover actor. And but at the time, he was the snowman voice at that mall I would go to.
That's got to be crazy, though. That's so cool.
Yeah, because at one point, on Facebook, I had posted a picture of that Santa Claus and or the snowman and mentioned it.
Right.
And he says, oh my gosh, Rosemary. He says, I was the voice of that snowman. I was living in Akron at the time.
Wow.
Because, you know, it wasn't an automated thing.
Right.
It was like, you know, a box that he could hear everything you were saying.
Right.
So you were actually talking back and forth. This wasn't automated at all. He's just up in that little, you know, they have like a little building thing up in that snowman, a little room where he would talk to you. So you're actually talking back and forth.
Wow.
And he says, yeah, that was me. I was the snowman.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So it's an interesting mall detail, you know, fact. Interesting.
That's, you know, that makes me think of like all the different things where you can go to a mall and get pictures with Santa or pictures with the Easter Bunny. Or I've even seen sometimes pictures with like horror movie monsters or whatever. You know, take a picture with Freddy or something like that. And somebody's dressed up as Freddy or dressed up as Santa Claus. And how many times do you walk through the mall during those times? And if, even if Santa Claus, you just hear, some poor little kid gets frightened by Santa.
Oh, yeah. They get scared. And I tell you, there's this other picture that my sister and I have, and you might have seen it on Facebook. That same mall,
mm-hmm.
they used to have car shows all the time back in the 80s.
Okay.
And there's this one character that I guess was walking around. He looks almost like the Goblin King. He's got this big chin and everything, a big crown, tall guy. He must have been in that costume, probably about 6 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
To look at the picture. But my sister and I are standing in our Sunday best. It must have been a Sunday afternoon. We're sitting in our Sunday best next to this guy that is either a demon or a goblin king. And I was like, this is on a Sunday afternoon? What were we doing? I mean, I guess my dad was at the car show because he loved car shows. And he was like, oh, get over there and get a picture with this demon on a Sunday. You have this beautiful outfits on. You're just out of Sunday school,
oh my
and you're
gosh.
Getting a picture next to a demon-looking character.
Hey, you know, you got
And I have that picture. I think you might have seen it online.
I posted it.
And we look like, oh, we're so happy. I'm not scared at all. Let's hang on to his arm.
my gosh. You just have fun. Nowadays, you go into a mall, you know, close to Christmas, right? You get like Halloween spirit and things like that. Back in the day, you might have the Christmas store or something. You kind of get those now, too. So
I think we're going to have to continue with this in a few minutes. But for now, let's go to a break. Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
Hey, Mike, I have a picture pinned to my wall of strawberry shortcake.
Of strawberry shortcake?
Yeah, I just put it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I just had to say that.
You had to say that? Okay. You might have a little bit of strawberry shortcake.
I have a little bit of strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
But don't let him fool you. His wife has a huge collection of strawberry shortcake.
Just a smidgen.
Just a lot of it probably was originally purchased at a mall.
Very true. Very true. A lot of
it. And, you know, going down to this segment of mall memories, I want to mention some of the toys that I remembered when I went to the mall.
Oh.
Okay, so here's some of my stories, and you can chime in and tell me all yours.
Oh, my. I might have a few.
All right. So I remember we used to go into Sears. Like I said, we always went to the Sears parking lot. And there used to be a toy aisle right near I guess it's where they would deliver all the packages that were ordered through the catalog department, I should say. I don't even know if they have such things anymore. But we would come in there, and the toy section was right there. I remember seeing Voltron for the first time, the figures, because I liked the cartoon. I remember seeing all those lined up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing, of course, Transformers, which was one of my main favorites. My mom actually got me strawberry shortcakes. My first strawberry shortcakes were mail order from JCPenney's and Sears.
Oh, wow.
And also, I have a little stuffed plush fox that you remember that was purchased at Sears for me for Christmas from my aunt. And my mom got me a Pink Panther that was purchased from a mall, JCPenney's mall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And a JCPenney's. But there's all these toys ideas. So there's this one Saturday I was at the mall with my parents, probably about 14, 15. I think it's close to 15.
Were you too cool to be hanging out with them, or were you
Well, actually, we would always go shopping at the clearance places. There was this Best store. I don't even know if it existed around here. It's not Best Buy. Mm-hmm. It's Best is what it was called.
Okay.
And they would always have all these clearance Transformers. At the time, I was really big into it. And my parents let me spend, they'd give me $20 and say, okay, this is what you're spending today. Like you said, your mom would do.
Right.
And I went in there and got some Seeker Jets. Those are the Transformer planes, for those that don't know, Starscream, Thundercracker. I picked up a couple of those. I got a Skywarp. And I remember I just mentioned this to someone at a toy shop yesterday, that at the same mall, that same day, I got a Jetfire for $8 on clearance.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Boxed?
Boxed. This was back in the 80s,
what?
You know, the mid to late 80s. And so I got that, but all of this happened right before I got a Mind Wipe. I was at Sears, and I got a Mind Wipe that same day, and my mom put on her credit card. So she said, okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went over the Best, and I ended up spending about $40 more, but everything was on clearance.
Wow.
Because, you know, it had gone on to those next years of Transformer toy lines, so I was buying all the 84s for dirt cheap.
Yep. I remember vividly in Mall St. Vincent, again in Shreveport, there was one point that one of the stores closed down, and a small independent toy owner at the time, and I was, again, 15, 16 years old, came in, and this is 1992. Guy comes in, and he sets up a shop there for the Christmas season only, and all he has is vintage toys at that time. We're talking some 60s, 70s, but also early 80s Star Wars toys in their boxes.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had, the Imperial Shuttle from Return of the Jedi. He had an AT-AT branded from Empire Strikes Back. He even had a Dagobah set, boxed, all sealed. We're talking 91 or so, before they really hit that collectible market.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to sell them for 20, 30 bucks a piece. The one that was the most expensive was the shuttle at $100.
Now, were those cheaper than what they went originally, or?
This was before we had eBay even to start a kind of
get
pricing.
So, I mean, were they?
They were a little bit cheaper.
Were higher than what the retail price was?
If they were higher, it was maybe, in hindsight, 10% more.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't much more. And then he was just basically trying to get rid of them. He just rented the space for the month of Christmas to kind of clear out some old stuff. I'm like, if I had the money at the time as a 16, 17-year-old, I had the hindsight of I would have spent every money I had in there to get one or two or all the pieces I could. And it was fun to go back there, too, because this was only 6 or 7 years removed from the height of Star Wars at that time to see them, and before the resurgence in 95 again. So in a mall, you never know what you're going to find. Some stores that shut down, they will be rented out for a temporary piece of time, similar to, like we said, with Hollywood or Spirit Halloween and stores now. They kind of go in for a few months, and that's it.
And then they're gone, like Go Games.
Yeah, exactly. But places like that, you don't see. But then you walk around, and then you know what you find in the mall? One of my favorite places? Food courts.
Yeah, you find food courts everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. And you get, like, the big-name ones in there, but then you also get, like, the little, tiny little local food places or whatnot.
I'm going to have to get on a food thing, but you want to hear the oddest thing I ever found at a mall?
What's that?
This was, like, oh, gosh, this was probably around 2000, 2001.
Okay.
Maybe a little earlier than that. It had to have been maybe around 1998, 1999. Right. I went up into Canada for a little while.
Okay.
And I stopped at a mall, and they have clearance sections, you know, in the toy section. This is late 90s, right?
Right.
I went into the clearance section, and there was a Skyrunner from Silverhawks there.
What?
For $6. It was like in the clearance section with all the clearance toys. And I was like, how does this happen? This is a toy that's like maybe 17 years old, 16 yeah. years old at the time. And I was like, how does that happen that I go into like a Sears at a mall in, you know, Canada, and all the other stuff is modern clearance
right.
stuff, and there's a Skyrunner sitting there for $6. I, of course, bought it.
But yeah.
I was like, wow.
This is still your retro system?
Yeah.
You know?
And they rung it up, and I was like, how does this happen? You know?
Oh, my gosh. I think for me, some of the most exciting things in the mall for me, finding randomly too, was sometimes you might go to like a restaurant or something in the mall, but get lost in the back hallways of the mall. Did you ever have that happen to you?
I never got lost in the back hallways of the mall, but I did get a pair of nunchucks at a mall.
Whoa.
During a big height of Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
During that big height.
Right.
And my dad was crazy enough to buy me a pair of nunchucks. And my mom was like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was big in the Ninja Turtles. These were real nunchucks. And I was always hit myself in the head with it. I was always trying to, you know, learn how to juggle it or whatever they do with it and knocking myself in the head all the time. And my mom was like, where did you even come up with to get this for Rose?
A fellow chucker, eh?
Yeah.
That's what you were trying to
yeah,
do.
Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't only just Ninja Turtles. It
right.
was Thundercats, you know, because
oh, yes, right.
Panthro.
Right.
So I wasn't just thinking Ninja, I was thinking Panthro.
Right.
But it was pretty cool. My dad was like, yeah, I'll buy you anything you want. And my mom was like, what are you thinking?
You know? Oh, man. Well, let's see. Where else would I go in the mall?
I know where I went.
Where?
My sister and I, and there's this famous pizza place with a mouse on it.
Yes.
You know that mouse?
I know. It's scary animatronic little thing.
Yeah, they had arcades. They had all kinds of little cool, you know, animatronics, like
yep.
you said. And so I had just turned 18, right? And I had my driver's license. My sister and my cousin
That's
are
scary.
Both 15. And I went in there. We were going to go get pizza. You know, we just said, you know, we like this place still. Let's go in here and get some pizza.
Right.
And when we got in there, they chased us out because my sister and my cousin were underage.
Oh.
And I was like, you cannot be in here without a parent. And
wow.
I was like, what? You know, I'm the oldest sister here. I just drove us over here.
Right. You're
and
the adult
like,
watching them.
Yeah. And I was like, nope, sorry. I can't have you in here.
Uh-uh.
And maybe it was a rule. Maybe there was rowdy kids in there at some point or something. But I was like, crazy, because I mean, at the time we were going to drive-ins and everything else by ourselves.
Yep.
But they wouldn't let us go in there and get some pizza.
Mm-mm. You know what then I would do? I'd take your penny that you have in your pocket, go over to the fountain where you can make your wish. Be like, I wish I could eat at that pizza place.
I remember when we were running short of change, my sister was always like, can't we just grab a little bit of change out of this?
No, you can't do that. You can't take money from the fountain.
I remember we'd be running low on change, and we're all sitting around the water fountain looking down at the change like, boy, I could use 50 cents here.
Well, you know what? If you have a dollar, maybe you could change it, but then they have wet dollar bills, and it's soggy, and it's just
yeah.
messy. Just know. Oh, my
some
word.
Some of the funny, funny things. All right. Speaking of malls, sometimes, you know, now that I've had the laser surgery, but when I was a kid, I had mm-hmm. really bottle cap glasses. But now I'll get out and go into a store and like, why is it so dark in here? And then I'll realize that I have my sunglasses on. I was like, oh, that's why.
I never understood anybody. Yeah. You see people walking in the mall with their sunglasses on. I'm like, but you're inside. Are you looking cool or are you just not able to see? Like, what's going on?
Just looking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the cool kids did. Now, yeah. Back whenever I was a late teen, I kind of did what the cool kids did. And this is funny because this is going to lead into a G.I. Joe, the convention they used to have.
Right.
I was helping out with the convention. I was helping out with the lines. And this is like about 2007. And I took my jacket off because it was getting hot in there and wrapped it around my waist, you know, like kids did in the 80s.
Right.
And I was walking around guiding people around, trying to get them in line. And the one kid says, why is she wearing her jacket around her waist like that? And the dad says, that's what the cool kids used to do back in the 80s. And it's like, that's true.
That is very true.
I was bullied a lot in school, which I think I mentioned to you. I was bullied a lot. But when it was the mall weekend,
mm-hmm.
it was the cool time.
Right.
I mean, anything I could wear that was cool. I was very hip.
I remember vividly, and I still have it, one of my yearbooks from middle school, where they do like the sections of, you know, what kids did or whatnot through the summer.
I can only imagine the things you did.
No, they had pictures of kids that from the mall that I worked in, and I can go back and look at that little time capsule.
Oh, really?
Of the mall,
really?
Showing it.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't in any of those pictures because I wasn't a cool kid.
But they took pictures inside the mall. And
yeah, so you could see like the record stores and things like that and some of the food court pieces and things. I'm like, that's just cool. Like, I like going back and looking at that from time to time just because it reminds me of that time, of those malls down south. And then speaking of malls, like when I moved from Louisiana to Massachusetts, I hit a couple malls up there, but none really stuck with me. But then moving to this area and the Philadelphia area, King of Prussia Mall, 2003 for the first time.
That's where you met your wife.
No, I met my wife in Boston.
Oh, I thought maybe you met her at King of Prussia because you were working at a toy store there.
She was, actually. Oh. So when we moved from Massachusetts to here, she actually got a promotion to take over the F.A.O. Schwartz that used to be in King of Prussia Mall a few months before it closed down.
Now, that was a few months before it closed down?
Yep. And that's when we moved here. So they paid for us to move here, and we got to enjoy, you know, the area. I got to work for F.A.O. Schwartz Corporate when they had it in King of Prussia at the same time, which was fun.
I really want to mention this, too, at the King of Prussia, for those that grew up in around this area, they had this big teddy bear outside in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And when my husband and I first started dating, we would go up to the mall and go to that toy store. And he was always talking about how this would be a great scene for like a last action hero. Because
agreed.
Of the glass case and just a big chase scene happening and hit that bear and go over the side. I can only imagine the big shattering sound just because that bear was all like ceramic like stuff, right?
It was like a hollow bronze-ish kind of bear.
Is that what it was?
But it would definitely shatter still if it hit the floor.
It would shatter if it hit the floor.
But what cracked me up, and I have photos of it for myself of that same bear, but if you look at the bear, it's up against like a glass, like I said, glass barrier on a second level floor, but it has a little tiny sign right in front of it that says, do not climb.
I'll do not climb the
but
bear.
But nobody would see that.
Yeah.
Nobody would see that.
So here's a question. Did you work there all the way up until the time it closed?
Yeah, we both worked there until they had their bankruptcy in 2004. Wow. And then we went off and found other jobs at that point. But they paid for us to move from Boston to here. And then 3-4 months later, they were gone.
So what happened to the bear?
The bear? I don't know. Honestly, it's one of those mysteries that I wish I knew because I don't know how they got it out of the mall.
Yeah, I'm very curious how they got it out of the mall and who actually took it.
Yeah, because there was ways to get cars in and out of the mall, but that bear and that level, I don't know that there's any freight elevator that would have been big enough to take it. So you
weren't working there when they tore that down?
No, it was after the fact for us, and we were like, we didn't go to the mall for a couple months after it. So,
oh, okay.
But I remember that mall so vividly because I got to know a lot of people there, and I still know a lot of store managers in that mall. To this day. So
yeah, I know we used to, now this was probably about 10 years ago, maybe a little less. We used to go up there, Mike, myself, my husband, and one of our friends, Nick. We would go up to the mall, sometimes Kevin would walk around the mall.
Yep.
And this is right after, well, I guess it wasn't 10 years ago, because it was right when Pokemon Go first came out. Mike and I were walking around, and he was catching Pokemon while we were walking around the mall in the morning.
Yep.
And they would actually, and this is weird because it's not very retro, but the Pokemon, I thought it was amazing how they would actually stand on someone's shoulder.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. When someone were walking by, it's like, oh, there's a Pokemon on some guy's shoulder right there.
Walking around makes me think of something else that you see in malls, too. And, you know, I might become one soon enough when I'm in my 70s. Mall walkers. People go in the mall super early and just walk around the mall for exercise.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's a great place. I used to see it a lot at King of Coventry Mall.
Yep.
And sometimes you do see it at King of Prussia, people walking around. But it is great exercise.
Yeah, and it's a great place to do it because when you're done, you can go and maybe get a quick little breakfast or whatnot, or have a breakfast before you do it. And it's
a great exercise. I mean, we did it as kids, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and before the show does end in a little bit, I want to mention some of the things that I remember getting into trouble with.
Oh, no.
I was a little bit of a rowdy, and I mentioned this earlier. To Mike before we started the show.
Oh, no.
That my sister and I and my cousin and some of our friends would get together and would go crazy places together. And they have this, it's an expo in Cleveland, because I grew up in Akron. And my dad and mom would just give me some money, or I was working part-time and would go out for a Saturday night. And we were always carrying on, you know, a bunch of teenagers. And somehow or another, I guess the car broke down. And it got started again. I guess we got it started somehow or another. Maybe it was overheating. I can't remember all the details, but I know we got stuck a couple of times. One point, my friend's flashing people. I didn't even know it was happening,
which
is very embarrassing.
Oh, no.
And then we ended up in a police station, of all places. I call my mom up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're in downtown Cleveland, which is about 45 minutes from my parents' house. The car is broke down. We're in the police station. Can you come pick us up?
Oh, my gosh.
And there's like six of us out there.
But
of all things. And there's this guy urinating in the corner. I didn't even know who he was.
I got nothing, Rose. I got nothing. Like, I'm just thinking to myself, how do you turn a mall visit into a visit to...
Because we're teenagers. You never knew what we were going to be up to. I don't know how we even... Seriously, I'm not this bad, right?
No, you're not this bad.
We went to my same friends that we used to hang out with. We found out about this haunted bridge.
Okay.
It's supposed to be haunted out in this wooded area. The Crybaby Bridge is what... There's so many Crybaby Bridges out there, it's not funny. So we went out there. It's like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a cop pulls up behind us. And I have never done drugs. I've never drank in my life.
Right.
One of my best friends says, as this cop pulls up behind me, oh, yeah, I've got a little thing of weed on me. And I was like, Never riding with me again.
Right.
I had no idea the person was even doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
And luckily, he just said, what are you doing out here? I said, well, we heard the bridge was haunted. We just wanted to hear a baby cry.
Right.
And he's like, get out of here.
Oh, my God.
You know,
gosh.
So he knew I was honest. He knew. But my one friend said, oh, yeah. And luckily, they didn't hear that.
Right.
But it was like, I had no idea. I never rode around with a friend again. But it was like one of those stories that you never forget.
You never do. No.
No. And it was like, oh, how do I get into these?
You know how you get into these things? You go to the mall. That's what happens.
It usually started out at the mall. It usually, when I told my parents we were going somewhere,
right.
It usually started out at the mall. And then it aggressed into... whatever else happened during the night.
The mall was just such a fun place. It was where you kind of, you grew through your puberty, I think, at the mall. You had it in school and everything, but you really kind of grew through it at the mall, where you would chase girls or guys or whatnot, or you'd go shopping for toys.
We would be chasing trouble.
That too. You are trouble, Miss Rose. That's who you are. You are some trouble, but you're a good trouble. So that's what we have a lot of fun with.
You didn't get in trouble?
I may have, there may have been a point or two, and this is, a long time before my wife or anything. I may have chased a girl or two in the mall and not gotten in trouble per se, but definitely looked bad, like, don't chase us. We don't like you or whatnot.
Never anything involving the police then.
Not at the mall, no. There's other stories.
Evolve into place.
On another show, I will have to regale you with the story of nunchucks, the car, and the purple pimp suit. But that's a whole other story.
And I think I did tell you at one point about the New Kids on the Block concert.
Yes.
Right, where I crashed Dad's car while I was fighting with my sister over $40.
Yeah, but not at the mall, at least.
My dad was in the back seat. Woo! What are you girls doing up there?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, that's the last for this weekend.
My feet are tired about walking the mall.
Oh, you've been walking really hard.
We've been walking really hard.
Yeah, and we've been spending all of our lunch money.
Yes, yes,
our lunch
we have.
Money. So we're going to end it in this episode. Same bat time.
Same bat channel.
See you next week.
Sponsor Retro Talk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
Retro Talk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.